Medium Dave drew his sword. "What did you say about our ma'am?" he whispered. Now he's having to concentrate on three people, Susan thought. "I bet no one ever played with you," she said. "I bet there were things people had to hush up, hmm?" "Banjo, you do what I tell you," Tea Time screamed. The monstrous man was beside her now. She could see his face twisted in an agony of indecision, his enormous fists clenched and unclenched, and his lips moved as some kind of horrible debate raged in his head.
Our ma'am said..."
The grey marks flowed across the floor and formed a pool of shadow which grew darker and higher with astonishing speed. It towered over the three men and grew a shape.
"Have you been a bad boy, you little perisher?"
The huge woman towered over all three men. In one meaty hand it was holding a bundle of birch twigs as thick as a man's arm. The thing growled. Medium Dave looked up into the enormous face of Ma Lilywhite. Every paw was a pothole. Every brown tooth was a tombstone.
"You been letting him get into trouble, our Davy? You have, ain't you?"
He backed away.
"No, mum, no, mum. You need a good hiding, Banjo. You been playing with the girls again?"
Banjo sagged onto his knees, tears of misery rolling down his face.
"Sorry, mum. Sorry, sorry, mum. No, mum, sorry, sorry, mum."
Then the figure turned to Medium Dave again. The sword dropped out of his hand. His face seemed to melt. Medium Dave started to cry.
"No, mum. No, mum. No, mum."
He gave a gurgle and collapsed, clutching his chest, and vanished. Tea Time started to laugh. Susan tapped him on the shoulder and, as he looked round, hit him as hard as she could across the face. That was the plan, at least. His hand moved faster and caught her wrist. It was like striking an iron bar. "Oh, no," he said. "I don't think so." Out of the corner of her eye, Susan saw Banjo crawling across the floor to where his brother had been. Ma Lilywhite had vanished. "This place gets into your head, doesn't it?" Tea Time said. "It pokes around to find out how to deal with you. Well, I'm in touch with my inner child." He reached out with his other hand and grabbed her hair, pulling her head down. Susan screamed. "And it's much more fun," he whispered. Susan felt his grip lessen. There was a wet thump, like a piece of steak hitting a slab, and Tea Time went past her on his back.
"No pulling girl's hair," rumbled Banjo. "That's bad."
Tea Time bounced up like an acrobat and steadied himself on the railing of the stairwell. Then he drew the sword. The blade was invisible in the bright light of the tower. "It's true what the stories say, then," he said. "So thin you can't see it. I'm going to have such fun with it," he waved it at them. "So light." "You wouldn't dare use it. My grandfather will come after you," said Susan, walking towards him. She saw one eye twitch.
"He comes after everyone, but I'll be ready for him," said Tea Time.
"He's very single-minded," said Susan, closer now.
A man after my own heart. Could be Mr. Tea Time."
He brought the sword round. She didn't even have time to duck, and she didn't even try to when he swung the sword back again.
"It doesn't work here," she said, as he stared at it in astonishment. "The blade doesn't exist here. There's no death here."
She slapped him across the face.
"Hi," she said brightly. "I'm the inner babysitter."
She didn't punch. She just thrust out an arm, palm first, catching him under the chin and lifting him backwards over the rail. He somersaulted. She never knew how. He somehow managed to gain purchase on clear air. His free arm grabbed at hers, her feet came off the ground, and she was over the rail. She caught it with her other hand, although later she wondered if the rail hadn't managed to catch her instead. Tea Time swung from her arm, staring upwards with a thoughtful expression. She saw him grip the sword hilt in his teeth and reach down to his belt. The question, "Is this person mad enough to try to kill someone holding him?" was asked and answered very, very fast. She kicked down and hit him on the ear. The cloth of her sleeve began to tear. Tea Time tried to get another grip. She kicked again and the dress ripped. For an instant he held on to nothing, and then, still wearing the expression of someone trying to solve a complex problem, he fell away, spinning, getting smaller. He hit the pile of teeth, sending them splashing across the marble. He jerked for a moment and vanished. A hand, like a bunch of bananas, pulled Susan back over the rail.
You can get into trouble hitting girls, said Banjo. No playing with girls.
There was a click behind him. The doors had swung open. Cold white mist rolled out across the floor.
Our ma'am?